From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ichabod Crane School District is reporting at IchabodCrane.org. Its Board of Education met Monday, April 8th with legal counsel to discuss its options following Superintendent Michael Vanyo's arrest over the weekend over allegations of driving while intoxicated and other offenses. The board has announced it will hold a special meeting on the matter Tuesday, April 9th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in the high school library. In a statement posted at its website, the board indicated it will further review the matter and consider appropriate action at this time. The board previously acknowledged the serious nature of the allegations made against Vanyo, and all media inquiries have been referred to the central office. An attorney representing Vanyo previously said his client is still employed and planning to show up for work every day. Read the full statement at IchabodCrane.org. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The State Public Service Commission will hold two public hearings April 10th at the Red Barn in East Greenbush on the proposed Pipeline E37 Reliability and Resiliency Project. National Grid says the proposed natural gas pipeline is needed to improve service and reliability. The utility wants to build 7.3 miles of a 16-inch natural gas transmission pipeline from the town of Bethlehem in Albany County across the Hudson River into Rensselaer County through East Greenbush and extending to North Greenbush. The proposal has drawn opposition from the environmental group Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment. Becky Meyer of CASE said, and I quote, "We shouldn't be building fossil fuel infrastructure when the state has a goal of 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, end quote. The group argues that the public did not receive sufficient notice for the hearing, and the request for more time will be made to the PSC. CASE promotes the use of renewable energy. It grew out of Stop NY Fracked Gas Pipeline, which successfully opposed Kinder Morgan's Northeast Energy Director gas pipeline. A spokesman for National Grid said the company is seeking to improve energy efficiency, get commercial customers to use less natural gas during peak demand periods, and develop ways to add renewable gas from alternative sources such as farm waste. Project information will be provided at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 10th, followed immediately by a hearing to receive public comment at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Both sessions will be held at the Red Barn in East Greenbush Town Park on Town Park Road. Read the full story in the Times Union. WHEC-TV is reporting New York lawmakers are considering a new proposal for statewide regulations for home sharing platforms such as Airbnb. Legislation announced April 9th would limit New York property owners to listing a single property on home sharing sites and prohibit short-term rentals in affordable housing units. It would also require short-term rentals to be registered with the state. The bill's two Senate sponsors say it balances the need for home sharing regulations with New Yorkers' need to use short-term rentals as a way to make extra income. Airbnb head of policy communications, Chris Lahan, said the San Francisco-based company supports the legislation. Read the full story at WHEC.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Following a major computer crash, the state's largest teachers union is demanding changes in the implementation of English and math tests for students in grades 3 through 8. Jolene DeBrango, vice president of New York State United Teachers, a leading critic of the current test system, said, and I quote, "It's time that the state education department finally took real ownership of this testing debacle," end quote. The exams are federally mandated, but put in place at the state level. DeBrango's remarks came as the Board of Regents was approving the current version of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, and a week after the Education Department was forced to postpone the test day after computer crashes disrupted the two-day English test. The math exams will begin later in the month. Similar computer crashes occurred last week. Approximately 25% of the state schools offered the online test. In addition to computer problems, NYSUT believes the scoring cutoffs are not realistic, making it too easy for students and entire schools to be tagged as deficient. They also criticize the lack of time constraints on the test, which allows students to take as long as they need to finish. Previously, teachers complained the test did not offer students enough time. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela defended the testing concept, but stressed she was, and I quote, disgusted, end quote, by the problems with the test provider's performance. Ela said, and I quote, "What we're doing in New York is to try to make those assessments the best they can be," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature April 8th passed with bipartisan support ethics reform and financial disclosure legislation for county officers, employees, and certain appointed officials. The measure was approved on a vote of 22-2. One lawmaker was absent. County Executive Marcus Molinaro hailed the reform. He said, and I quote, "It is often said that sunlight is the best disinfectant, and I believe that with this new law, we have thrown open the doors of government to let light shine in. I commend the work of the legislature and the advisory committee to push forward these comprehensive and needed reforms," end quote. The new law requires candidates for countywide offices to complete a financial disclosure, forbids elected officials from compelling or inducing political work from their employees, discloses outside income, strengthens the role of the county's Board of Ethics, and provides a concise recusal process in the event of a conflict. The legislative chairman and county executive in 2017 formed advisory committees charging them with producing a more thorough and strict code of ethics and financial disclosure. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.